We said last week the amazing chumrah, the amazing severity of Shabbos, even more than Pesach, that someone who wantonly doesn't keep the Shabbos is like sacrificing to Avodah Zarah. It's like worshiping an Avodah Zarah, and how could that be? And we read, and let's revisit those words again, the stirring words of the Magen Mishnah, who says this. I'm going to read and translate it. B'tam HaShabbat, the reason for Shabbos, B'fishu Mora Al HaChidush, because it shows that the world was created. The kofar b'chidush, someone doesn't believe the world was created, kofar b'chol Torah kula. That's against the whole Torah. Ulefikach, therefore, tzarch lamin ulekvo b'nafshena, we have to believe and set in stone in our souls. Emunas achidush, the belief in the creation of the world, lishmor ha-shabbat shu ot neman alev, and to keep Shabbos, which is a sign, a sure sign of the fact that God created the world. Now, let's understand this. So that's the idea, basically, right? Shabbos is Mor al HaChidush. Shabbos is all about the fact God created the world. And the fact that God created the world is so essential, so basic, that if you're missing that, you're missing the foundation of what? Of not one mitzvah, of not 10 mitzvahs. You're missing the foundation of the whole Torah. Now, why is that? Why is it so important? And why would it be specifically, to be mechadeh the question, to sharpen the point, why is that more important, seemingly, than believing that God controls the world in the way that we see in Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the way we see in the fact he took us out, God controls the world. So we're going to talk today in a very simple way, in a simple oven. If you think about it, the fact that someone controls something, generally, right, the fact you control something is still confined in a certain way. There's a system, there's a boundary, and I control that boundary. Or you control that boundary, right? You're confined into that. You're working within the physicality. But showing that Hashem was mechadesh the world, created the world, and here's the key words, remember them. What are the two key words? Yesh me'ayin, something from what? From nothing. God created the world from nothing. There was a point of absolute nothingness. Can you imagine nothingness? Don't try to imagine it. And he created from that, yesh me'ayin. That shows not that you control the world within a physicality, it shows you're totally beyond, above and beyond the whole system. It's not about control. Yetzias Mitzrayim generally shows what? It has indications of this also, but generally the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, us leaving Egypt, and God taking us out of Egypt shows what? That he controls the system. He can do whatever he wants. Chol Asher Yaaseh Yatzliach, whatever he wants will be successful. Yes, but it doesn't necessarily show as much that he's totally, totally, totally beyond the system. But the fact that God could create a world, that's why it's also philosophically, it's a little harder for us to get our heads around, because the control is the idea that our physical minds understand, right? God controls the system, there's systems, we control systems, but the idea of total creation, yesh me'ayin, something from nothing, is a little bit far from us, because we don't get it, because it is beyond. That's the point. It's not that God just controls the system, he's totally beyond the system, he's above and beyond the whole system, and that's why it's really what God really is. He doesn't just control the system, my friends. He is totally beyond the system. And that is something that is so critical for us to know. Good morning.